AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor has seen the latest forecast from the National Hurricane Center.
This is the real deal here with Milton.
Milton is a dangerous Category 5 hurricane in the Gulf. It's headed toward Tampa. The mayor is telling people to have a plan to get out of harm's way.
As I often say, if you want to take on Mother Nature, she wins 100% of the time.
This is the same area damaged recently by Hurricane Helene. 12 people died in the Tampa area. Milton could reach shore Wednesday. A ruling striking down Georgia's near ban on abortions is on hold by the Georgia Supreme Court as it considers the state's appeal. The Supreme Court is letting stand a decision barring emergency abortions that violate the law in Texas. President Biden marks the first anniversary of Hamas's attack on Israel. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
At the White House.
Thank you for being with us, for being with our community on the commemoration of this devastating day.
The president and first lady stood next to Rabbi Aaron Alexander in the Blue Room.
El Molei Rachami.
As he recited a traditional Jewish prayer for the dead.
For the souls of the holy ones, men, women, and children who were killed on October 7th.
The president then lit a memorial candle, stood for a moment of silence, and made the sign of the cross. The White House says he earlier spoke with Israel's president to mark the anniversary. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Palestinian militants in Gaza fired a barrage of rockets into Israel. Hamas also said it attacked Israeli forces in different parts of Gaza. The Israeli military says it launched a wave of artillery and airstrikes overnight and into today to thwart what it said was an imminent attack. A court in Russia sentenced 72-year-old American Stephen Hubbard in a closed trial to nearly 7 years in prison for allegedly fighting as a mercenary in Ukraine. This is AP News. A spacecraft blasted off to investigate the scene of a cosmic crash.
3, 2, 1, ignition, engines full power, and liftoff. Go Hera, go Falcon, go SpaceX.
The European Space Agency's Hera spacecraft rocketed away on a 2-year journey to the small, harmless asteroid rammed by NASA 2 years ago. It's a dress rehearsal for the day a killer space rock threatens Earth. The spacecraft was launched by SpaceX from Cape Canaveral. It's the second part of a planetary defense test that could one day help save the planet. Researchers want to know whether DART, short for Double Asteroid Redirection Test, left a crater or perhaps reshaped the 500-foot asteroid more dramatically. I'm Haya Panjwani.
One person died. Others were evacuated from homes as wildfires, driven by ferocious winds and dry conditions, raged through parts of western North Dakota. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.